This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Thursday, Britain removed Portugal from its quarantine-free travel list, shifting it to its amber list. The move is due to rising COVID-19 case numbers and the risk of a mutation of the Delta variant, first discovered in India. No new countries will be added, the BBC reported, essentially shutting down the UK's leisure travel market once again in a hammer blow for airlines. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled his plans Thursday for the first of 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses being distributed globally, with 75% of shots dispersed via the COVAX program. In a fact sheet, the White House said for the doses shared through COVAX, Washington would prioritize countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, South and Southeast Asia, and Africa. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "We are sharing these doses not to secure favors or extract concessions. We are sharing these vaccines to save lives and to lead the world in bringing an end to the pandemic with the power of our example and with our values," end quote. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank Thursday urged the Group of Seven advanced economies to release any excess COVID-19 vaccines to developing countries as soon as possible, and called on manufacturers to ramp up production. In a joint statement to the G7, the IMF Managing Director and World Bank President called on governments, pharmaceutical companies, and groups involved in vaccine procurement to boost transparency about contracting, financing, and deliveries. French authorities in Paris say no explosive device was found on an Air France airplane that arrived from Chad. There was an anonymous threat about a possible explosive device on board, officials said Thursday, forcing the plane to divert to Chad, escorted by a French Air Force fighter plane. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fought back Thursday against an agreement by his political opponents for a government of left-wing, centrist, and right-wing parties aimed at unseating him. Facing the prospect of an end to his 12-year run as premier, Netanyahu said on Twitter, quote, "All legislators elected by votes from the right must oppose this dangerous left-wing government," end quote, and he targeted historic Arab participation in the coalition. The right-wing leader mounted the social media attack the day after centrist politician Yair Lapid's announcement that he had succeeded in forming a coalition government. Russia's police have released prominent opposition politician Dmitry Gudkov from custody in Moscow Thursday after detaining him 2 days ago, his lawyer said. Gudkov was held over an allegedly unpaid debt on a rented property dating several years ago. His father has said his son had nothing to do with that property. A court had been expected to consider the terms Thursday of Gudkov's pretrial custody, but the hearing did not take place. The former lawmaker was legally required to be released Thursday evening, as 48 hours had elapsed since his detention. Belarus announced Thursday the United States would have to cut its diplomatic and administrative staff in the ex-Soviet country as part of retaliatory sanctions following punitive measures from Washington. The Belarusian Foreign Ministry also said permission for the U.S. Agency for International Development to work in the country had been revoked. In a statement, the ministry added visa procedures would also be tightened. In April, the United States said it was reimposing sanctions on 9 state-owned companies in Belarus after strongman Alexander Lukashenko ignored warnings to release political prisoners following a crackdown on the opposition after a disputed election last year. The sanctions came into effect earlier Thursday. The White House believes it can close the gap with Republicans in negotiations on a big infrastructure package, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Thursday, after President Joe Biden suggested dropping his plans to hike corporate tax rates as high as 28%. She told reporters Mr. Biden had suggested setting a minimum tax rate for companies at 15% as one option to facilitate an agreement with Republicans, but was keeping its option open as the negotiations continued. The Tokyo Olympics are 100% certain to go ahead, the chief organizer said Thursday, but warned a major coronavirus outbreak mid-games could slam the door shut on fans. Tokyo 2020 president Seiko Hashimoto made the comments exactly 50 days before the Olympics. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.